Then he stood there, red-faced, looking stupid and huge, and sad. Dell took a deep breath. She let it out. Her voice was gentle.
"That's insane," she said.
"Maybe," agreed Lewis, as Foss lunged at him yet again. "But it's sincere as hell."
Lewis sidestepped Foss's charge neatly and smoothly, as he had all the others. Foss tried to correct his momentum in mid-slide, lost his footing, and collapsed once more into the mud. He lay there, snarling and cussing under his breath. He was panting with the effort. Idly, pitifully, he tried to snag Lewis with the toe of his boot without standing up.
"You ever gonna stand still?"
moaned the beast.
"Of course," replied Lewis easily. "But not here. Good night."
Gathering up his crew of kids with a wave, tossing a coin to the boy holding the reins, Lewis vaulted onto one of the horses and tried to make a clean exit. But Foss was up as Lewis came past him.
"I ain't finished with you yet,"
he called, stumbling awkwardly onto the horse's path. Lewis dodged a wild swing that had been aimed too low to do much damage anyway, and pulled his reins out of range of Foss's groping.
"I can always come back tomorrow if you like,"
he offered over his shoulder, as he slipped past toward the edges of the saloon door light. He reined up, toasted me briefly.
"Here's to you, stranger. Take care,"
he said cheerily, tilting the jug. Foss looked suspicious.
"You with him?"
he demanded sourly to me, and before I could think of a good answer, swung a fist at my chin. I dodged that swing and another and then another, while Dell screamed,
"Foss, you idiot!"
But she did no good with my troubles either. Foss kept at me, lumbering with his arms open wide, and better speed than I would have guessed he still had in him. I turned his arms away, slipped another punch, and allowed him to trip over my ankle. But as he went down, his huge right arm lashed out, nearly snagging me. I felt fingers like plasteel tongs slip along my shin bone. Damn, but he was a strong one. Instinctively, I positioned myself to finish it as he struggled to regain his footing. Instinct, or was it just habit? Maybe it was preference.
"You know what you need, stranger?"
I heard Lewis ask from just over my shoulder.
"What's that?" I asked without taking my eyes off of my muddy target. "You need a nice little horseyback ride in the fresh air."
"Think so?" I replied in a dull voice, just as the beast and I matched stares. I tensed slightly, shifting my weight.
"Come on,"
urged Lewis gently, sounding more than a little, what, disappointed? And that shook me out of it. He had messed with the man for half an hour without a blow being struck, and here I was going to hurt somebody again. Wanting to? So I turned away and took a couple of steps and vaulted onto the back of his horse behind him, and the six of us rode away out of range of Foss and Dell and the ugly inevitable. Not because Lewis had cared, because Lewis hadn't given a damn about Foss, and not because it was the right thing, not because it was right, because it was new.